suspect in custody. I'm Jessica Stone, Fox News. Police have arrested a suspect in the murder of four University of Idaho students. Fox's Dan Springer is in Moscow, Idaho with the details.
28-year-old Brian Koberger is locked up and facing four counts of first-degree murder, as well as a charge of burglary for the November 13th fatal stabbings of four students at the University of Idaho. The arrest was made in eastern Pennsylvania at Koberger's parents' home. A Pennsylvania State Police SWAT team moved on the house at 3 a.m. and took Koberger into custody. They also grabbed a white Hyundai Elantra. Koberger is a PhD student at Washington State University. He's studying criminology and has done research on the thoughts and feelings of felons as they commit crimes.
Brian Koberger is in jail in Monroe County, Pennsylvania, awaiting extradition to Idaho. ABC News is reporting that legendary journalist Barbara Walters has died at the age of 93. Fox's Eric Shawn takes a look back at her life.
Barbara Walters was born on September 25, 1931, in Boston. Her first break in broadcasting was as a writer and researcher for NBC's Today Show. In 1972, she was the only woman reporter to accompany President Richard Nixon on his historic trip to China. In 1974, Walters became co-anchor of the Today Show, which had started her career. Just 2 years later, in a surprise move, she joined ABC to anchor the evening news. She interviewed every president and first lady since President Nixon and became known for asking questions to which everyone wanted answers. Eric Shawn, Fox News.
North Korea fired three ballistic missiles Saturday. On Friday, South Korea launched a rocket into space in an effort to beef up surveillance capacity to better monitor its neighbor. Tensions rose earlier this week when the South and the North traded drones across the tense border. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy is already laying out the GOP's plan once they take control of the House next week.
We can't do anything until we elect that speaker. And if you watch, the White House is actually pushing back on our investigations, saying we're not going to give you anything until you get this solved. So we need to be able to move forward with that. Then on the very first day, the first thing we're going to do is repeal the 87,000 IRS agents.
The congressman also stated that Republicans would focus on tightening border control, strengthening the economy, and being tougher on crime. A St. Louis lawyer and his wife were charged after waving guns at George Floyd protesters in 2020. Now they won't be getting those firearms back anytime soon. Fox's Tom Rigotti explains.
Mark and Patricia McCloskey pleaded guilty last year. The McCloskeys' Colt AR-15 rifle and Breitko 380 caliber pistol were turned over to prosecutors as part of the plea agreement, but the governor pardoned them. Mark McCloskey sued last year to have those guns returned, but a Missouri judge has ruled the pardon doesn't mean the couple gets the weapons back, saying the governor's action has no bearing on the plea agreement. McCloskey says he plans to appeal. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
A woman has filed suit against Bill Cosby for sexually assaulting her in 1986. Stacey Pinkerton says she was a 21-year-old flight attendant when she claims Cosby drugged her and took her back to his Chicago hotel where he raped her. And Times Square will have plenty of law enforcement for Saturday's New Year's Eve festivities, says New York City Mayor Eric Adams.
The NYPD and our other local public safety apparatus, they're going to have a visible presence, but at the same time, they're going to be among the crowd so that people don't know exactly who's present and who's here.
I'm Jessica Stone. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.